Hi, this is a recording of the town hall meeting to evaluate merging the Los Angeles Intergroup with the Valley Intergroup. And we're on number four, financial sustainability in the pros and cons document.
Merging can stabilize financial issues, especially for the Valley Intergroup, by combining resources and relying on the revenue from large joint events.
Are there any questions? Rich Barron.
Okay, right now, from what I understand, the LA Intergroup makes a donation to the Valley from the birthday party. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, if we were not to merge and they merged with another intergroup, that could go away.
The birthday party is a special relationship where the Valley serves on many of the positions in the birthday party. I'm not sure that's a possibility. And I'm not sure they're going to merge with anybody if this doesn't go through. Janet, do you have any insight?
I do. Intergroup decides from year to year who to donate to. It has a lot to do with who helped with the birthday party and participated, what intergroups, everybody gets a little something. But 2 years ago, they donated $20,000 to us, which is part of why we are in such a good financial position right now. We were struggling 3 years ago.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
This is
All right. Let's...
Lita, compulsive
Yeah,
overeater.
Lena.
Are all the meetings going to stay in place as they are right now? And it's
So
going to be a
when we
merger of the intergroups, or is there going to be some sort of mishmash?
I'm sorry, Lita. Can we keep the questions on the topic of what we're reading?
Happy to.
You can ask that at the end, okay? Thank you. All right, Jackie.
Strategic benefits. Simplifies intergroup governance. Provides the potential to support and maintain an office space with a meeting room if the fellowship is willing to back it financially. Allows development of ad hoc, and I cannot read it when it's moving, so I'm going to wait until it's done moving. Okay. Allows development of ad hoc and long delayed projects that have been postponed due to existing workload and split governance.
Thank you. So the idea is right now we have an office, but we don't have a meeting room in that office. And with the merger, we may have the resources to have an office with a meeting room like we used to have. And there are also certain projects that have been discussed for years that just haven't really moved forward. Maybe Janet, you can speak to that.
Yeah, hi. There used to be a handbook for the delegates, and there used to be an operations management an operations book that is no longer wouldn't be helpful. It wouldn't be helpful it's not how we do things now and since the pandemic. So those are two that need to be done. The San Fernando Valley has gone digital for almost all of its information. And the office space part of what we have doesn't need to be very big if we, if we decided to move to a space for that, like the project could be finding another space with a meeting room somewhere more centrally located than the West Valley. That's one of the projects that could be possible. And also the outreach to meetings that don't have a delegate and having a more consistent plan on how to reach out to those meetings, divide it up and reach out. And there are more that I just can't think of off the top of my head.
That's perfect. Thank you. Mona had a question about where is the meeting room? So, Mona, we don't have a meeting room right now. We used to have a meeting room on Ventura Boulevard. And then we gave that office up due to expense, is my understanding. So it was a large office space, and people could come and have meetings and reserve the space. It was really nice. I used to go to meetings there. Maybe we could
LA
have
does
that.
not have a separate meeting they sh room. They don't have a meeting room. They share the office with San Fernando Valley and pay half the rent.
Right. So now we just have a meet, we just have an office, and they split it with us. Any other questions?
Arlene,
Yeah, hi, Arlene.
how long have we been sharing that office? It hasn't been that long, right?
Since 2018.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Any other questions on this? Okay, number six.
Legal and governance considerations. Possibility of using a unified voting process to decide on board structures and bylaws for the new entity. Opportunity to review and integrate best practices from both intergroups regarding board composition and operations.
Thank you. So, right now, again, kind of picture this. We have two separate nonprofits running simultaneously, being managed by in one office by one person as the admin. So this would be a simplification of the legal and governance aspects of running this nonprofit. And we could also draw on the bylaws, what are the best bylaws, and basically pick the brains of the LA intergroup as well, and sort of have a meshing of the two. Okay, Michelle G.
Hi, can you explain or define what a unified voting process would look like to decide on the structures and the bylaws?
That's a really good question. How we would put that together, I don't know the answer at this point, because we've been kind of involved in evaluating this. We haven't been involved yet in putting together a plan for how this would come together. So I think that's something we'll have to work both. If this goes through, then we'll have to work on it on the board level and just and see what makes the most sense. But I would think that from a again following the bylaws, Janet.
I believe that the process we have followed in the past and what would be hopefully recommended is you join the board and then you join the committee and you get involved with how the decisions are made and then there would be a decision whether it would go to delegate level, or if it would just be made at the board and committee level. So that's another way to motivate some people to get involved.
We do make decisions on the board sometimes, it's a fairly rigid process that follows the bylaws of the board. But we do make decisions sometimes, and it's fun too. We have a good time. We laugh a lot.
Thank
Okay,
you.
Colin.
I just wanted,
Brian.
oh no, sorry. I just wanted to finish up. That's what I
Yeah.
was wondering if this would come like by unified, if it would come down like this vote is like come down to the meeting level where the meetings vote and the delegates take it back
Oh,
to the
yeah.
board.
I think
Okay.
it depends on what it is and what the bylaws require.
Okay. Thank you.
A question. I'm Ron, compulsive reader, recovering know-it-all.
Yes, Ron.
If we merge and we have together fundraisers, if they're in LA, that might preclude certain people who find it difficult going into LA, or if it's in the Valley, it might be difficult for people in LA to come to the Valley. So how would that be worked out?
So that's an interesting point. We've discussed having two positions on the board for each position, one for the Valley and one for the city, and continuing it to run on some level with geography in mind. That idea has been brought up. So we're understanding the geographic challenge that a lot of people in the Valley don't want to go to the city, and a lot of people in the city don't want to go to the Valley. But that's something we're exploring, and I think if this passes, we'll have to work on it and how we're going to handle that. That's a good point. Thank you. Rich Barron.
I just from, the last several events, there haven't been conflicts. There was a July 4th in the city that there was a lot of Valley people. And so, I mean, it could definitely be scheduled non-competing. I mean,
Sure.
and I think for recovery, people drive. People will go for recovery if it's a good event.
That's true. You're right. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'm really trying to keep us on target because we have a limited amount of time. But thanks. All right, cons. Is there any other questions before we go to cons? All right, cons.
Number one, resistance to change. There may be general discomfort or resistance to organizational change within the fellowship. Merging may eliminate some current board positions. Concerns about the merging process happening without proper due process.
So early on, there was concern from some members of the Valley that the board was just going to make a decision and ignore the meeting level. And I assured a lot of people that was not going to happen, that we were going to vote on it because the bylaws required it. So I think the idea about merging without proper due process didn't pan out to be a real issue because the board was dedicated to the traditions. Merging may eliminate some current board positions. Again, this goes back to we don't know how it's going to look yet. That's something we'll probably have to form a merging committee if this passes and then work it out. There may be general discomfort or resistance to organizational change within the fellowship. The Valley has its culture. I mean, I don't want to say that one is better than the other. I'm not sure that's the case, but they have each intergroup has its own culture, and some people are not really excited about the idea. Some people are really excited about the idea, and it's interesting because I've polled a lot of people with long-term recovery, and I get different answers from everyone. So that's the exciting part. It's not really clear where everybody falls. Even if they have a lot of recovery, they have different opinions. Do we have any questions? Okay, then let's continue to two.
Cultural and logistical challenges. Attendance may decrease at in-person events outside of large-scale events like the birthday party.
Again, we don't really know how this is going to affect in-person events. We could get more people from the Valley or from the city going, vice versa. We might have a larger audience overall. I'm not really sure how that's going to play. Any questions?
Can I make a comment?
I'm really hoping we're sticking to questions.
Okay.
Comments, but after the meeting, feel free to you can make any comment you want. I'll be happy to listen to it.
Number three, may require duplicating some. service roles, event or workshop chairs to accommodate both regions. However, these positions historically had co-chairs or chair and vice chair of the committee.
So again, this goes back to the idea that we don't know what, if this merge board happens, what it will look like exactly, but we have discussed the idea of having either two people, one for the city, one for the valley, breaking up the responsibility, and therefore servicing the region of the city and the region of the valley appropriately, or having a regular chair or vice chair. We don't know yet what that will look like.
Four, uncertainty around city participation. Lack of willingness to serve is a concern regardless of merge or no merge. It is the opportunity to serve regardless of where you live in the Los Angeles area.
So this is an issue that the current Los Angeles board says they cannot get younger people to volunteer to be on the board. And that was one of the big reasons that they wanted to go ahead and consider merging with us. They know the Valley has an active board, and they say they're having a terrible, terrible time of it. Now, the current board is a little bit older. They've been on the board a long time, and I think they want to find some fresh blood, and they haven't been able to. Although I've heard there are a couple of new people on the board. So we don't know what the actual willingness is. And if we did merge, we don't know if we would merge and the Valley would be the active board. So that's really a question mark. Any questions? Okay. Number five.
Number five, decision-making and governance concerns. Some members express worries about how merging will impact identity and traditions unique to each region. Communication between groups may be challenging, especially when trying to honor diverse practices and customs.
So I think this comes from some people who are concerned that there are certain approaches in OA in the Valley, and there are strong service and abstinence, and they're concerned about other groups that may have different ideas about OA that they don't necessarily agree with. Personally, I believe there are many ways in OA. There isn't one right way. There are many right ways. The question is, does it work for you or not? So this is something people have brought up, and I'm not going to minimize it. I think it's a valid concern. But again, we really don't know how it's going to play out. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah, Michael.
We absolve our problems, you know, in no matter what intergroup, with a group conscience. So the group conscience should rule over any group, any meeting, any group, even the board decisions. So, you know, we have to rely on that. We just can't throw everything out the window.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree. Yeah, I think we do have to, we have to look at group conscience. And again, the bylaws are based on the traditions. So you're right. Any other questions? Okay.
Number six.
Questions
persist about how merged committees will coordinate responsibilities and avoid overlap and maintain inclusivity. A vote should involve the full representation of OASFVI meetings, as expressed through delegate votes of member meetings. A simple majority of attending delegates at the September 2025 delegate meeting will be the deciding factor. Governance is decided by the bylaws of the new merged intergroup and ratified by the membership via delegate representation. Merger should not be driven solely by financial or logistical benefits. Spiritual integrity and fellowship health are key concerns.
So we are dedicated to the traditions and having the meetings and the delegates bring back the vote from each meeting as to whether this should happen or not. The merger should not be driven solely by financial decision. We have money right now, and we are not in financial straits at the moment. We're being taken care of. And some people feel that this should not be a decision made purely for financial or logistical benefit, that it should be done with the best interest of the intergroups. Any questions?
I have a question, Sarlene.
Yeah.
How many meetings in the San Fernando Valley have representation of delegates?
Janet?
You see the number of people here tonight? That's a typical representation of a delegate meeting on both sides of the Hill. There are 20 meetings that get represented, and then there's the board. On average, which is why we're working really hard to reach out and make sure that people know. And we're going to talk about that at the end about just how important it is to have a delegate at the delegate meeting this month so that there are many voices being, you know, we're not going to discuss it. We're just going to have an up and down vote at the delegate meeting. That's why
Right.
we want you to take it back to your meeting, or the delegates take it back to their meeting, and then they're going to have everybody who attended tonight. We're not taking that vote until the 29th of September. So we're trying to give as much time as possible. And I just want to say, governance decided by the bylaws. Well, the bylaw process looks just like this. We, you know, everything goes out to the delegates, but we want the fellowship to know. And the proposed bylaws are posted a month in advance so that everyone's, you know, in the know of what's happening. So there is a good process.
And there was a big process to get to this point. That this document that you see was worked on by multiple people, three, four people, processed through the board, and it was presented to the delegates. So everything is going through boards, committees, following traditions.
No, I get that. I just was wondering how many, like, there sometimes meetings don't even have a delegate. And I wondered how many meetings, but you're saying the Valley has, did you say 40 meetings? I just wondered how many meetings have a delegate? Do they all have a delegate? I'm like,
Well,
I guess.
I can tell you that less than 30 delegates show up to each meeting.
Yeah. Okay, that I got. Thanks, Janet.
Because each meeting is autonomous. We can't force them to have a delegate.
Right. No, but
It's a
it
big
does.
delegates meeting, though. I mean, when we have it, there's a lot of people that show up and they're interested. Any other questions? Okay, educational gaps, number seven.
Seven, educational gaps. We are striving to provide clear information about the proposed changes so that the members can make an informed decision.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jackie.
Got it.
It's really about the body of OA. It's about getting everyone who is a member to get involved and vote in their meeting, whether they think this is a good idea or not. And so that's really what it's about. And the pros are the pros, the cons are the cons. There might be other pros and other cons we didn't think of. I don't think it's a question of This is all the pros and the cons. This is just what the committee came up with and codified as major sort of conditions to consider. Yeah, Chris S.
I've been trying to figure out where I can put this question in. It seems to be appropriate here. Would the merger, like would having two intergroups for OA form into one, would that affect OA and World Service as a whole? Like, does that cause a detriment to the main company of OA, let's say?
No,
No?
because
Okay.
each group is independent. We can do whatever we want. We have to inform them of what we're doing, but they have no say over what we do. Is that what you were going to say, Janet?
Yes, and that we've already reached out, as Brian may have hinted, we've already reached out to our trustee from World Service, and they sent us a document to help us.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, Chris. Good to see you. Bernice.
Hi, I was someplace else. I'm so sorry I missed so much of this, but maybe you addressed it. But the people or whoever made the suggestion of the merger. I'm trying to think if it would be in the betterment for OA as a whole, as you say, the fellowship and not the money. I thought it was a merger because of money and not getting enough with the Zoom being the way it is, not in person. So I thought it was sort of a money thing or management. You have less expenses, but
The
it was
benefit.
spelled out here that it's really the fellowship. So I'm wondering why the need for a merger if we have the Valley and the city, which are almost two different mindsets. I used to
Yes.
live in the city, and I don't even relate to them anymore. It's different. The Valley is different.
We
But if
talked
it
about
was,
this earlier in the meeting. They came to us because they're having trouble getting people to serve on the board. So they came to us and said, we can't seem to get people excited about the board and to serve, and we need help. That's why they came to us originally. It wasn't about money. Are there benefits financially? Yes, possibly. Are there benefits from an administrative level? Yes, certainly. It would consolidate a tremendous amount of stuff. Should be that be the reason we do it? Some people say yes, some people say no. Thank you, Bernice. Joe. Oh, you're muted, Joe.
I thought I muted myself, but I put down my hand. Is I just wanted to kind of let people know that the if we whether we do or not, but the thing about as far as somebody had asked the question about World Service, if we end up merging, it could really benefit us. There could be more volunteers. There's a handful. I think there's one and maybe one that goes to World Service from LA and region, LA and San Fernando. It would be nice to get some more people to go represent the whole thing. So that's what I just want to let people know. Because the more delegates we have and the more meetings we have, we can represent OA and region as a whole.
Thank you, Joe. And Joe is on the committee for the board in regards to the merger with me and Jackie. And everybody's really chipped in and helped out a lot. And I appreciate everyone's hard work. We do have some questions from Anne that she emailed in that I'd like to go over. Anne asked,
I think a lot of them have been answered, but you can
okay.
review them if you want.
All right. If you're satisfied, I mean, it's up to you, Anne. You're good? Okay. So, any other questions before we talk about the next? We're going to talk about how important having delegates rep your from your meeting, how important that's going to be. Are there any other questions about this from anyone? Yes, Rich Barron.
Just real quick, because even I mean, I did some statistics. I guess, are we going to be a large considered a large intergroup merged?
Yes.
Because I know like a lot of virtual ones are huge. I mean,
Yes.
like triple the size. Okay.
Yes. We'll be a large intergroup for sure. Joy.
Is LA going through this same process? So, at what point do they get together and decide if they want to move forward? How does that work?
I'd have to turn to Janet for that.
Okay. So we took so long with our process and we put no time limit on it and went through it as it organically unfolded. And the board, we're going to vote yes or no on September 29th. They will have already had their September delegate meeting. So they aren't going to be able to vote before their elections in October. So they're going to go through a similar process.
Okay, so this could be next year sometime.
Oh, it would not be until next year. There's so much logistically to do and legally and yeah.
And it may not happen at all. They may not vote to merge. That is a possibility.
But we are coming together to put our vote, let's say we vote to proceed, they may say, never mind. Or, yep. Okay.
They may, and that's okay. Okay. And, you know, God, I have to say higher power is an influence on all of this. And if we say yes and they say no, higher power is shedding his light on us or her light. Yeah, Anne.
Are we going to release our results before they vote?
Yeah, okay. We'll tell everybody. Yeah, why not? Any other votes? I mean, any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure, Carol.
The way I read the seventh tradition, it enhances recovery and strengthens meetings and areas by having service. How will this merger enhance recovery, especially to the people in the LA area?
I think that's a very complicated question. I'm not sure we have all the details. If this merger goes through, let's say theoretically, I'll just give an example. We have enough money to have an office with a meeting space. We might be able to have more meetings in person for the city or more meetings in person for the Valley. It's hard to say because there are so many factors involved. But I think the Valley will continue to function with its meetings and its traditions and its focus on recovery, and hopefully the city will too. I just don't know. I wish I could tell you the answer. Okay, if there's no more questions, let's talk about the delegate, getting your delegate to rep for your meeting on September 29th. This is essential to partake in the vote. They need to be there. And so it's really important to get all the download from the meeting. And that way your meeting will be able to vote and tell us what they voted. So there's going to need to be an election at the business meeting, at the delegates meeting, where they're going to have to vote on this and bring that back to us. Janet, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the delegate meeting and we're going to put up the poll. It'll be anonymous voting and everyone will see what the result is immediately. Just an up or down, yes or no vote. Any questions on that?
Yeah, Janet, maybe also enlighten them that it would have to be much more than a majority vote. I think because it's a change. Isn't there a percentage?
No, it's a simple majority.
Okay.
Of delegates there. That's why we're saying we really, really need delegates, as many delegates as possible to show up. If you go to a meeting that there isn't a delegate, get them to elect you if you don't already. You can only vote for one meeting. You can't represent more than one. But, yeah.
Rich,
do the board do the board members have a vote in this?
No.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
Nope. The board has no vote.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I thought just the delegates had the vote.
The board has the vote. Yeah.
The board. The board has a vote.
We each have a vote in our meeting. We get to vote in our own NA meeting as a member of OA, and then
I mean, I meant we're not going to vote as a board whether this is going.
But the board members have a vote
at as a meeting member. Yeah. Yes.
No, but my question is, okay, I mean, at least when I was on the board many years ago, if you're elected to the board, you're not a delegate anymore for a meeting because you're on the executive board.
Right.
So you're voting as an executive board member, not a meeting representative, correct?
No, we're not going to vote as executives. That is correct.
At your home group.
Understanding of the bylaws.
The board is not going to, if the delegates come back with a majority, the board can't vote against
But that. when we go into the meeting, the delegate meeting, and the poll goes up, you, Brian, get one vote.
Yes.
Oh, I do get one vote. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's the way it always goes.
I didn't know that.
No, no, that's what my question was.
I thought it was just the delegates that were voting. No,
you get a vote.
Yeah. We're considered because we represent,
Oh, interesting. I had no idea.
Prestige.
You'll be Sir Eric Y.
And now everyone knows why Janet's so important. Because she knows everything. Michelle has a question.
Hi. If our delegate can't make it that night, can we have a substitute delegate? As long as they're not a delegate for another meeting?
Yes, you should have a backup delegate.
Thank you.
Tom.
Yes, on the September 29th meeting, when you have the vote, is that an open meeting? And if so, how do you know the delegates from just attendees?
You have to be a delegate that was voted in by your meeting in order to have a vote at the delegate meeting. People can come, but you don't have a vote.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, I guess I'm gonna close this. I'm gonna ask somebody to say the serenity prayer.
Can I have a comment?
A comment, I guess.
Since 2018, the offices have been merged as one office with two different entities, nonprofit entities. And that was when they had the Ventura office with a meeting room. And we've moved to a smaller office and downgrade. My comment is there's a willingness to change. And that's the premise of the 12 steps, the willingness to change. I believe this change is going to be good spiritually. I'm not thinking of any financial benefits, but it will be good spiritually. There are so many meetings where we have the Zoom meetings, we have people from all over the world coming. So there's not a physical barrier. I cannot go to a physical meeting because of a process I had last year. And I have this, and I've led meetings in Foothill Division, and I've led meetings in the LA. And you commented about the Foothill and the Inland Empire merging for strength. And I just see this as a strength for all of us. The inner group of General Los Angeles area, which includes the San Fernando Valley. And I believe it will be a very positive thing. A lot of things have to be worked out. We get the blueprint. We have to give the LA Intergroup the opportunity to accept it or deny it. That's all we can do. So, you know, I'm a very pro on this one, so we accept that, please.
All right. Thanks, Michael. We appreciate your opinion.
And then Arlene had a comment she wanted.
Oh, Arlene, do you have you want to tell us your comment?
I don't remember, but I feel like my heart is just broken, really, because I feel like there's such a separation. And, you know, I'm in L.A. I pay every month my donation to the Valley because those are the meetings I'm going to right now. Mm-hmm. And I also go in person in Los Angeles and I donate there. But together we get better. That's what mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to, you know, it's the birthday party. We used to have huge comedy shows and everyone would come. And then it became like, oh, no, I'm not going over the hill. I'm not going over that hill. I'm not going to be hot and walk around Balboa Lake and all that. You know, all that shit. And you guys didn't want to walk around the bed like you had bugs. But I'm just saying, you know, I love you guys. And together we get better. You know, like, it's not going to really change. The people who have an interest are going to have an interest. And the people who don't, won't. Or maybe they will. Maybe they'll get sure. a fire lit under them.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I love you guys. And I really appreciate right. the hard work. And I think Janet, she's out of her mind from this shit. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Arlene. Thank you for your comment.
Just thank you all for coming and bearing through the entire meeting. You're really, really important and needed. And so glad to see you all show up.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Would Michelle G like to close on with a serenity prayer for us?
Sure, thank you. God, grant me the serenity to accept
the things I cannot change.
Courage to change things I can.
The wisdom
is to know the difference.
Thy will not mine be done. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you all for your service. Okay.